Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen is asked, when does a person move to i'tikaf? Is it after sunset on the night prior to Eid, or after fajr on the day of Eid?
The Shaykh responded, the person in i'tikaf leaves i'tikaf once Ramadan finishes, and Ramadan finishes as the sun sets on the night before the Eid. Anyone wishing to perform i'tikaf should enter i'tikaf at sunset prior to the 20th day of Ramadan. This is because the last 10 nights of Ramadan begin at sunset the night prior to the 20th day of Ramadan and ends at sunset on the night prior to Eid.
Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen was asked, what is the reason of the person whose father did not allow him to do i'tikaf for unconvincing reasons?
The Shaykh responded, i'tikaf is sunnah or recommended. However, righteousness and obedience to parents is obligatory, and a recommended act does not override an obligatory act. Allah the Most High said in the Hadith Qudsi, my servant does not come closer to me with something more beloved to me than that which I have obligated upon him. Al-Hadith. So if your father orders you not to do i'tikaf and mentions reasons such as do not do i'tikaf because I have a need for you during that time, then your father has that right upon you. And perhaps the scale that you have used to render his reasons as unconvincing may be an unjust and inaccurate scale. This is because you desire to do i'tikaf, so you do not consider your father's reasons for forbidding you to do so as justifiable, whereas your father considers them as justifiable. So what I advise you is not to make i'tikaf. However, if your father said to make i'tikaf without mentioning any just reason for that, you would not be obliged to obey him in this case, as you are not obliged to follow him in a matter which in disobeying him would not cause any harm to him, and in obeying him would cause disadvantage to you.
Shaykh Ibn Jibreel has asked, is zakat al-fitr obligatory or just recommended, and from whom is it required?
The Shaykh responded, zakat al-fitr is obligatory upon the Muslims because the Prophet ﷺ legislated it upon both males and females, and the young and the old. And he specified that it be one sa'a, food, or dates, or barley, or raisins, or cheese. And he ﷺ commanded that zakat al-fitr be given before the people leave to perform the Eid prayer. Therefore, zakat al-fitr has been legislated in the authentic sunnah to be paid in the last part of Ramadan, as a purification for any small mistakes which may have come to pass during the fast. And likewise, it is food for the needy so that they do not have to ask or beg. And with Allah lies all success.
Shaykh Ibn Jibreel has asked, what is the basis for the legislation of zakat al-fitr?
The Shaykh responded, there are many authentic ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ that form the basis for zakat al-fitr being legislated, such as the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam legislated zakat al-fitr, or he said Ramadan, upon the male and the female, the free person and the slave, a sa' of dates, al-hadith. And some of the scholars have deduced that zakat al-fitr is legislated through the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed whosoever purifies himself shall achieve success, Surah Al-A'la, verse number 14. So they have explained the statement of Allah, whosoever purifies himself, to mean zakat al-fitr.
Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen was asked, what is the ruling for denying zakat al-fitr and how is the denier to be dealt with?
The Shaykh responded, denying zakat al-fitr is haram because it is denying something that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has legislated in the previously mentioned hadith of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Prophet ﷺ legislated zakat al-fitr. And it is well known that leaving off something that is obligatory is haram, and doing so is sin and disobedience.
Shaykh Ibn Baz has asked, what is the ruling regarding the one who had forgotten to pay the zakat al-fitr until during the Eid khutbah after the Eid prayer?
The Shaykh responded, it is obligatory to give zakat al-fitr before the Eid prayer, and whoever generally forgets to give zakat al-fitr before the Eid prayer, then there is nothing upon him except to give it as soon as he remembers. This is because zakat al-fitr is wajib or obligatory, so he must give it as soon as he remembers. However, it is not permissible for anyone to intentionally delay giving zakat al-fitr until after the Eid prayer, according to the correct opinion, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded the Muslims to discharge it before the Eid prayer.
Shaykh Ibn Jibreel has asked, if one does not discharge the zakat al-fitr before the Eid prayer, is he relieved of this obligation?
The Shaykh responded, the one who does not discharge zakat al-fitr before the Eid prayer, then he is a sinner, and he is not relieved of its obligation, whether he must discharge it afterwards.
Shaykh Ibn Baz has asked, I dispatched the zakat al-fitr specifically pertaining to myself, to my family, so that they can discharge it in my country. Is this action correct?
The Shaykh responded, this is not a problem, and you should be rewarded, inshallah. Giving zakat al-fitr in your area is better, since you are giving it to the needy in the area where you live, and this is better. And sending it to your family in order that they give it to the needy in your country is not a problem.
Shaykh Ibn al-Faymin has asked, is it permissible to discharge the obligation of zakat al-fitr on the first day of Ramadan, and is it permissible to distribute it in money?
The Shaykh responded, the scholars have differed about discharging zakat al-fitr on the first day of Ramadan. However, the most correct opinion is that it is not permissible because it is called zakat al-fitr, and al-fitr, or the ending of the fast, does not occur except at the end of the month. Also, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered that it be discharged before the people go out for Salat al-Eid, or the Eid prayer. Furthermore, the companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum jami'an, used to give out zakat al-fitr 1 or 2 days before the Eid. As for discharging zakat al-fitr in money, this is also a point of ikhtilaf, or difference opinion, amongst the scholars. However, the correct opinion is that it is not given except by distribution of food. This is because Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said in an authentic hadith related by Imam al-Bukhari that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it obligatory to pay zakat al-fitr from a sa'ab dates or a sa'ab barley, al-hadith. Also, in another authentic hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari upon the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that we used to distribute zakat al-fitr during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as 1 sa'ab of food, and our food was dates and barley and raisins and cheese, al-hadith. So it becomes clear from these two hadith that zakat al-fitr is not given except from food. Furthermore, giving zakat al-fitr in food is an open display, and all of the members of the family know about it. And in this way, this aspect of the religion is exhibited and manifested in the society. As for discharging it in money, this causes zakat al-fitr to be concealed or unseen, and perhaps the person may favor himself by discharging it in money, thereby reducing its amount, as the amount would differ if we compare the value of 1 sa'a of dates to 1 sa'a of barley, for example, since a sa'a of barley is about $2, while the cost of a sa'a of dates varies according to quality, from $7 for a lesser quality to $12 for a medium quality to $49 for the best quality per sa'a. Therefore, strictly following the law or the Quran and the Sunnah is best, and it is blessed. Someone might argue that the distribution of food doesn't benefit the poor, but we say the poor person, if truly poor, must definitely benefit from the food.
Shaykh Ibn al-Faymin has asked, quoting the evidences, is it permissible to discharge zakat al-fitr in money?
The Shaykh responded, zakat al-fitr must be paid in food, and it is not permissible to pay it in other than that, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it obligatory that zakat al-fitr be paid in food from a sa'a of dates or a sa'a of barley. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said in an authentic hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, we used to discharge zakat al-fitr in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a sa'a of food, al-hadith. Therefore, it is not lawful for anyone to discharge zakat al-fitr from money or clothing or household furnishings. Instead, it is obligatory to discharge it in what Allah has made obligatory upon the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was no consideration for the istihsan, or viewing of something to be good without a basis from the legal sources of the Quran and the Sunnah, the view of those people who see it that giving zakat al-fitr and money is a good thing. The Sharia does not follow the opinions of the people. Rather, the law is from the one who is all-wise and all-knowing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mighty, the glorious, the all-knowing, the most wise. So, if that which has been made obligatory upon the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a sa'a of food, then it is not permissible to substitute anything else, no matter what our intellect leads us to believe as being good. Instead, the human being must question and suspect his intellect and his opinions if they contradict the law of Allah.
Shaykh Ibn al-Faymin is asked, what is the ruling in the case of someone who is compelled to discharge zakat al-fitr by money, and does it fulfill for him his obligation?
The Shaykh responded, it appears to me that if someone is compelled to discharge zakat al-fitr in money, then he should give it in money, and he should not openly disobey those in authority. However, in secret, between him and Allah, he should give zakat al-fitr in the way that he has been commanded by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, he should give a sa'a of food as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded. And those who have forced you to give zakat al-fitr in money have compelled you to do something that Allah has not legislated. Therefore, you must fulfill that which is obligatory.
Shaykh Ibn al-Faymin is asked, is it permissible to discharge zakat al-fitr from meat? Some of the desert dwellers do not have food to distribute for zakat al-fitr, so is it permissible for them to slaughter some of their animals and distribute it to the poor?
The Shaykh responded, this is not correct, because the Prophet ﷺ made it obligatory to give one sa'a of food, while meat is measured by weight and not by volume. In an authentic hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari upon the authority of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made obligatory the zakat al-fitr as a sa'a of dates or sa'a of barley. And in another authentic hadith also narrated by Imam al-Bukhari upon the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, we used to discharge zakat al-fitr in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a sa'a of food, and our food was dates and barley and raisins and cheese. Al-Hadith. For this reason, the strongest opinion is that zakat al-fitr is not fulfilled by giving money, nor clothing, nor furniture. And there is no weight to the sayings of those who say that zakat al-fitr is fulfilled by payment of money, because as long as we have in front of us an authentic hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, then there is no opinion in the matter after his. Nor should we accept as good what the intellect considers good while negating the law or the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask us about the opinion of so and so on the day of resurrection. He will only question us about the saying of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah has said in his book, and remember the day Allah will call to them and say, what answer gave you to the messengers? Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 65. So just imagine yourself standing before Allah on the day of resurrection, while it had been made obligatory upon you to fulfill the payment of zakat al-fitr from food. Will it be possible, if you were asked on the day of resurrection, how did you answer the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in reference to the obligation of this charity? Will it be possible for you to defend yourself and say, by Allah, this is the opinion of so and so, and this is the opinion of such and such? No. And even if you said that, it would not benefit you at all. The truth, without doubt, is that zakat al-fitr is not accepted except from food, and any food which is the staple food of the country fulfills this obligation. If you look at the opinions of the scholars in this issue, you will see that they are on two extremes and one in the middle. One extreme side says, pay zakat al-fitr from food or pay it from money. The other extreme side says, don't pay it from money and don't pay it from food except five types of food, which is wheat, dates, barley, raisins, and cheese. These two opinions are the extreme opposite of each other. As for the middle opinion, it says pay zakat al-fitr from every food which the people are fed from, and not from that which the people are not fed from. So pay it from wheat, dates, rice, millet, corn, and whatever is similar to that, even to the extent that if we accepted the idea that there is a place where the state, the food of the people is meat, then we would pay it from meat. Based on this, it becomes clear that what the questioner mentioned about the people of the desert giving meat in place of asa, of those staple items which are normally given as zakat al-fitr, does not fulfill the obligation of zakat al-fitr, because in reality their staple food is not meat.
Shaykh Ibn Jibreel has asked, what is recommended for us to do on the day of Eid al-Fitr?
The Shaykh responded, on the day of Eid al-Fitr, the Muslims display their joy at completing the fast and standing the night in prayer. The Shaykh responded, on the day of Eid al-Fitr, the Muslims display their joy at completing fasting and standing the night in prayer and all other forms of worship. And certainly that is amongst the greatest blessings which Allah has granted His servants. So they begin firstly by reciting the takbir, or saying Allahu Akbar, on the night before the Eid, continuing until the following day before the Eid prayer. Then they leave the first thing in the morning to perform this worship, which is the Eid prayer, in a specific manner. And this prayer takes place outside of town, in an open space that has been officially designated for the purpose, with both men and women in attendance. Then they return full of joy and happiness at this blessing, and begin exchanging greetings and well-wishing each other, and they visit each other, eating throughout the day as a sign of the end of fasting.
Shaykh Ibn al-Taymin has asked, we would like to know what a Muslim says once the noon of Shawwal has been cited up until before the Eid prayer.
The Shaykh responded, it is appropriate to increase in reciting the takbir, or saying Allahu Akbar, and the tahleel, or saying La ilaha illallah, and the tahmeed, saying Alhamdulillah, because Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, and that you must magnify Allah for having guided you so that you may be grateful. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 185.
Shaykh Ibn al-Taymin has asked, what is the wording of the takbir and the tahmeed?
The Shaykh responded, its wording is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil hamd. Or one can say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil hamd.
Shaykh Ibn Jibreel has asked, is it permissible for the woman to leave the home for the Eid al-Fitr prayer?
The Shaykh responded, yes, it has been legislated for men to leave their homes for the Eid prayer, and likewise it has been confirmed for women to leave their homes for the Eid prayer. And it is mentioned in an authentic hadith narrated by both Al-Imam Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim on the authority of Atiyyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, who said, we were commanded to leave our homes on the day of Eid, even the virgin from behind her veil, and even the menstruating woman, so they would recite the takbir and supplicate, seeking the blessing of that day and its purification.
Shaykh Ibn Baz has asked, if any of the two Eids, i.e. Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, fall on a Jum'ah, are we required to pray the Jum'ah prayer with its khutbah on that day or not?
The Shaykh responded, it has been legislated for the Muslims that if the Eid falls on a Friday, that they pray the Eid prayer and the Jumu'ah prayer in the Masajid, where the Jumu'ah prayer is normally held. And it is permissible for the one who attended the Eid prayer to leave off the Jumu'ah prayer and perform the Dhuhr prayer instead.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research in Qatar has asked, a fatwa was given that the Jumu'ah and Dhuhr prayer are not obligatory if one attended the Eid prayer, and this applies to both the Imam or any of the congregation.
The Permanent Committee responded, if the Eid falls on a Friday, then attending the Jumu'ah prayer for anyone who attended the Eid prayer is not obligatory, except for the Imam. However, the Imam is not relieved of this obligation, except if the people do not gather for the Jumu'ah prayer.